How did you then feel when Milton Keynes became this much maligned place in the early days? I think we've kind of moved on from now from it being the butt of jokes, but how did that make you feel?
Well, it was irritating, obviously, but it was basically untrue. I mean, the extraordinary thing about Milton Keynes, which I could never quite understand, is the people that seem to like it are the people who live here. And that seems to me to be the criteria of any design anywhere, if you like it. So 90% of the people who were writing articles never came here. They never looked at anything. And, you know, the concrete cows or something like that was the only kind of level.
Roundabouts.
And roundabouts. Mm. And so it really, we felt very strongly that we were on a tremendous crusade to design a suburban city which had got a personality. And I think it's got a personality now, largely through, I think, the quality of landscaping, which, you know, landscaping can cover off a lot of poor architecture. And bulk house builders have never been my favourites, I must say. And it was just a wonderful experience. I think if you speak to any of my colleagues over the years who came as young kids and are now probably running some of the best practices in the country, they enjoyed it because it was a great education for us. And we learned how to deal with people.
Are you known? Are you famous amongst architects in circles as being the man who designed Milton Keynes?
I'm sorry?
Are you known for being the man who designed Milton Keynes?
Well, I mean, that's...
In architect circles,
we are, sort of. Mm. But, I mean, anybody... You're not a painter. You're not a sculptor. I mean, even Henry Moore had about 18 assistants, you know, knocking about the things. We had a terrific team of people. And I've always said this from day one. I was the kind of Diaghilev of the show. I was basically organising good people, yeah, and working in design terms with good people, and that makes you a good architect.
Now, Derek, can we quickly go through some of the things that get bandied about Milton Keynes, and
sure,
to get your take on these? So, Milton Keynes was built to be the city of the car?
Yes, I mean, obviously that was not the case. The fact of the matter was that the car was something which every family aspired to in this country, even in 1965. And we knew that it wasn't going to go away. And consequently, therefore, you had to design a city which, in fact, could handle transport.